The founders forgot that we had medical liberty.
We seem to be losing by taking the side of the middle. And we seem to constantly be losing.
I think Trump has made some kind of arrangements with Russia.
This person has made the allegations that they were a man.
If there's content that's borderline, that's content that we basically will not.
There is no second best. There's no second best crypto asset.
Let's talk about science.
I respect you and I have a great deal of appreciation to you, JF, because in a time when everybody was attacking me, when Sargon doxed me and smeared me, you were the only one who gave me a platform, and you were very kind in helping me put the truth out there.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight. Yesterday, someone was telling me that my voice was crackling, so let me know if I successfully fixed it tonight. Bernard says, I have watched JF since he debated Athene on veganism. Wow. Athene, that is seeking far back in my brain. Barely remember who that was, but I do remember the name Athene. Wow. Sounds much better. KM and the fan says, that was me. Sounds good. All right, excellent. Sometimes, you know, it's a matter of lowering at one point of the audio and increasing at another point in software. So that it doesn't peak within the hardware chain. It's been so amazing. Life has been so amazing since Trump has taken over. We've seen the entire deep state just try to crack down on the nominations of Trump, and those nominations are aggressive, like Tulsi Gabbard, Kash Patel. Those are people who have vengeance in their heart. Well, I do hope that they have vengeance in their heart, that they can go at the government machine knowing that it's been evil. And these people, these nominees, are doing awesome in the hearings, and they're punching back onto the Democrat politicians that are trying to tarnish them. There was an explosive moment a few days ago where RFK Jr. says to Bernie Sanders, You have received $1.5 million from the pharmaceuticals, so that's why you're going after me. It's amazing to see these people are the political defenders of pharmaceuticals who cash in on government threats toward the people that they should vaccinate their children, that they should take this and that. And that's really a whole system of market skewing that uses government force, subtle or not subtle, to make these pharmaceuticals charge big amounts, some of it paid by the consumer, some of it paid by the state. And it's a whole circle of fake money that is just falling into the coffers of the pharmaceuticals. And these people, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, they are the forefront. They are the defender of this scam. Nicholas Petrus says, damn, why did you betray us, Bernie? Yeah, Bernie Sanders, you know, as an anti-capitalist message. But when you look at what he does, in the end, he is participating to a form of crony capitalism that lives off of state force, state obligation. Kash Patel, superb performance. I can't wait to see this guy starting to fire people in the government of the U.S.
That due process must be provided without bias to all Americans. And if we cannot provide due process to the worst, then there can be no due process for anyone. And our constitutional republic fails.
Yes, and it's been failing. It's been failing right in our face. We have sweeping orders coming from Trump. Trump ordered a sweeping memorandum that effectively eliminates gender ideology from the federal government. By 5 p.m. today, the following changes must be made. Terminate contracts, programs, and grants that include gender ideology. Any employee whose job involves gender ideology must be placed on leave. Remove all websites and social media accounts that promote gender ideology. Terminate the email systems with a pronoun prompt. Can you imagine this? They messed with email. Email is one of the most fundamental building blocks of the internet. It's a system. You have a CC, BB, whatever, CCI, to, from. They were building an alternate email system from within the government. Who knows how many millions they paid to do this? So that every email would be associated with a pronoun. So if you write to another government employee, from one government employee to another, there would be a little field pronoun. Holy shit, how much did we pay for this? I wouldn't be surprised that we paid hundreds of millions. Because can you imagine changing the email systems of the entire government force? Cosmic Nut says they would fire one half of employees in some companies. Withdraw all orders and regulations that promote gender ideology. Cancel any trainings that promote gender ideology. Disband resource groups that promote gender ideology. All forms should only give options for male and female. Replace the word gender with sex on all documents. Intimate spaces should be based on sex, not gender identity. So here referring to bathrooms. And it seems that it's already in effect. We have a closing out of the entire website, service of all the federal government until this is fixed. So today at 5 p.m., it was ordered that all the websites should shut down until we figure out what the hell is going on. Autistic Breeder says, I love when the corruption is on my side. President Trump's Justice Department has just fired every January 6th federal prosecutors in the D.C. U.S. Attorney's Office. Wow. That is what should have happened in 2016. This is what's frustrating. Why didn't this all happen in 2016? Why do Normie Trump needs to be attacked and see the lows of the other side before he acts? Because he had a mandate in 2016 to drain the swamp. Why is he draining the swamp now? Landolt Guntram says, Trump brought a bulldozer with him to the presidential office. Another hearing that was absolutely outstanding and a beautiful opening statement was from Tulsi Gabbard. Blanket says, any more news about the helicopter crash? Well, no. Not any more news. There's not been any development, not been newly exposed evidence. And so my judgment of yesterday, what's new is that we're seeing Trump today basically confirm and adhere to my theory of yesterday. Not all elements have been adopted yet, but Trump is very much leaning toward, well, it was about the helicopter. And the helicopter was both at the wrong height and not following the order to visually assess and avoid the plane. Tulsi Gabbard was absolutely amazing on her opening statement.
Today, I've appreciated the opportunity to meet with so many of you and address your questions and concerns before today's hearing. I know they've gone, but I'm grateful to Senators Burr and Ernst for their trust and their confidence in taking time to join us here today. To my husband, Abraham, my family, friends, fellow veterans, this community, they have 6 ways from Sunday at getting back at you. For too long, faulty, inadequate, or weaponized intelligence have led to costly failures and the undermining of our national security and God-given freedoms enshrined in the Constitution. The most obvious example of one of these failures is our invasion of Iraq based upon a total fabrication or a complete failure of intelligence. This disastrous decision led to the deaths of tens of thousands of American soldiers, millions of people in the Middle East, mass migration, destabilization, and undermining of the security and stability of our European allies, the rise of ISIS, strengthening of Al-Qaeda and other Islamist jihadist groups, and strengthening Iran. Here are just a few other examples. The American people elected Donald Trump as their president not once but twice, and yet the FBI and intelligence agencies were politicized by his opponents to undermine his presidency and falsely portray him as a puppet of Putin.
Very interesting. I trust Tulsi Gabbard personally. I think that her life story is basically going after the deep state and being targeted by it. But at the same time, isn't it worrying that the people we have the most hopes in, so Tulsi Gabbard, Kash Patel, they are brown people. They are brown Hindus. And that is a big problem to me. Why can't we have a Caroline Leavitt type of personality? She's doing great as a press person for the White House. Why can't we have just beautiful white woman or white man to fix the American government? Why do we have to outsource to Hindus? Lendot Guntram says, treasonous deep staters are in every department and every office. Deep cleaning is necessary. Last time Trump had like 1K loyalist. This time we estimate he should have about 5K to replace the freak show. Yes, yes, that is true. To me, a draining of the swamp should be, for it to really work, should be draining out 90% of the entire federal workforce. Below that, I think you're, below that, you're still leaving too many traitors in. She has a nice ass, says, I am that guy, Paul. Today, there has been memetics going around on Twitter, paying close attention to the ass of Tulsi Gabbard as she was standing up from her committee hearing. Personally, this is not my type of ass. This is to me, this is a fat ass, thick, Latina type, twerker, black woman type of ass. This is not what I like. But I know a lot of people have been sharing the pictures on Discord. I don't find this amazing at all. I find this way too rounded. But I'm a very difficult guy. So I can understand that for you guys at the low levels of society, this is what you want to put your dick in. Trump.
Executive order restoring our highest standards for air traffic controllers and other important jobs throughout the country. So it was very interesting. About a week ago, almost upon entering office, I signed something last week that was an executive order, very powerful, on restoring the highest standards of air traffic controllers and others, by the way. Then my administration will set the highest possible bar for aviation safety. We have to have our smartest people. It doesn't matter what they look like, how they speak, who they are. It matters intellect, talent, the word talent. They have to be talented, naturally talented geniuses. You can't have regular people doing that job. They won't be able to do it. But we'll restore faith in American air travel. I'll have more to say about that. I do want to point out that various articles that appeared prior to my entering office. And here's one. The FAA's diversity push includes focus on hiring people with severe intellectual and psychiatric disabilities. That is amazing. And then it says FAA says people with severe disabilities are most underrepresented segment of the workforce, and they want them in, and they want them. They can be air traffic controllers.
Well, Trump is further making a case that the incident has some part of blame onto the DEI programs of the Biden administration. Mortis says, naturally talented geniuses, so white only. It basically means this. Now, you're going to have some Asians and some Indians at time that meet those standards, but largely, I think you need kind of a military attitude for FAA stuff. you need this kind of very honorable white man, clear statement kind of thing. And even the high IQ people of other races, they don't have this. But for white men, it's a very basic thing to have. I went to go change my oil in my car, and the guy that was changing the oil had this kind of military white attitude with me. He was like, "Sir, here's the status of your... Here's where your wipers are at, and here..." He was very communicative in a military fashion. Blanket says, "JF, isn't Thomas Sowell a genius?" Well, certainly based on his writing, he was very high intelligence, but this is not the kind of genius that survives in other races. Honestly, they get rejected from their other races. And you could argue that Thomas Sowell lived and was able to live his genius life because of white society. Because a Thomas Sowell in Africa, I don't know what happens with him, but I can tell you that he's not becoming a top intellectual. So that's it. Tomorrow, the tariffs will start about Canada, Mexico, China. And Justin Trudeau is already on the damage control. No one on either side of the border wants to see American tariffs on Canadian goods. I met with our Canada-US Council today. We're working hard to prevent these tariffs, but if the United States moves ahead, Canada is ready with a forceful and immediate response. Yeah, so it's going to be tariff for tariff and war of tariff, because the fact is there are much exports happening between the US and Canada bilaterally. So I don't even know what the end goal of Trump is. Today was asked, is there anything that Canada can do to stop these tariffs from taking effect? And he said no. No, we have a deficit with Canada. We have to resolve it. So it's this whole view of Trump that if there's more trade in one direction, if some other country is pouring its products into the U.S., that's a deficit and it needs to be corrected by tariffs. To me, it's kind of doubtful, this thinking, but it's one feature of the Trump obsession about maintaining the U.S. dollar dominance, maintaining American manufacturing, I guess, to be competitive or over-competitive against, advantaged in competition against the outside. Stephen Robinson says $2,000 checks incoming for Canadians. Man, you wouldn't believe this. Well, Stephen, you would because you're a Canadian. But isn't it insane, these amounts that they deposit in our bank accounts? It's so fucked up. I get random amounts of money popping into my bank account with a little message from the government: carbon efficiency deposit. And I'm supposed to take this $400 that you just put in my bank account without me asking for it to save carbon. But no one will ever check that I do. And so basically I can do anything with this money. It's your carbon efficiency credit from the government. So you're basically stealing money from people who consume natural gas that needs to be burned anyway in Alberta because we produce gas. And you're taking that money, collecting it in the form of tax, and then redistributing it to everyone as a carbon efficiency credit, which is just pouring money into the Canadian economy to the most in need and people who... And you're giving a lot of this to people who don't even have the need. But you're really just taking from the productive and giving to everyone, including the unproductive. Papa Emeritus says, "Well, you can send it to me. Shit, my government doesn't do shit for me." Well, it's a way of inflating the economy, and it's a way of redistribution and furthering the injustice of a socialist government. We have a small plane crashes in northeast Philadelphia. Let's have a look at the scene.
Fox!
Can I get...
Yeah, just get a long way, buddy. Just get a long way, all right?
Brother. All right.
Just stay on the other side of this tape line right here,
I
okay?
Will.
All right, appreciate it.
So the plane would have crashed in a series in a buildings, commercial buildings, it looks like, or maybe some residential.
A plane has crashed right off the boulevard at Cottman Avenue. It's on fire. It's not under control. It looks like a side street. All police in fire. It looks like debris here. I'm in a debris field. They're roping off the parking lot. There is thick smoke and the smell of jet fuel. I'm working, I'm sorry, with Fox.
Looks like it would be a very small plane, those planes with one, two, three people.
I need to get my... I should have worn a jacket. You're sorry, brother.
Just go down there.
I will. There's pieces of the plane here. We're near Northeast Philly Airport. There are lines of police and fire as far as I can see. Black smoke filling the sky.
At some point, you know, flying is a violation of my NAP. If you can't fly your plane properly, safely, we're going to have to start considering all people who are doing these small plane piloting, that they are all violating our rights because they fall from the sky, they destroy our houses, and they eventually may kill us. The owner of a Mexican restaurant in Mississippi was shocked after seven of her employees were arrested for being in the country illegally. You didn't know that seven of your employees are illegal migrants?
It happened at Fernando's restaurant off Colony Crossing Way in Madison. That's where 37-year-old Jose Meja Cubias of El Salvador was arrested and charged with sexual battery of a physically helpless person and tampering with evidence. Three on your side's Chris Fields joins us now with the latest. Chris.
Well, that's right, Maggie. The owner told me tonight that she's upset and worried that her business will now be tainted after what happened.
Whenever I listen to local news with these black people speaking, have you heard the way this guy delivers? I can't. Like, what the fuck is this form of gay English here?
With the latest, Chris.
Well, that's right, Maggie. The owner told me tonight that she's upset.
The owner told me tonight that she is upset.
Upset and worried that her...
Upset. What is this? She is upset. It's like he's making love to the microphone or something.
Her business will now be tainted.
Her business?
After what happened. And what's even worse, she says, having someone she put in the leadership position not only be accused of violating someone sexually, but later learning that he and other workers were in the U.S. illegally. Here's what we know so far. Madison police told us they received that alarming call just after 1 a.m. Thursday. From there, investigators conducted a search warrant at the restaurant. That search warrant led to the arrest of seven employees who were also in the country illegally. Christina Narivas, owner of Fernando.
Oh, we got little hang-ups who were also in the country illegally. So he's reading off a prompter. That is a typical pause that you do when you're following up on a prompter. Okay. So there were all these people working in restaurants. They were funded by the American economy in a way, but they were hiding, and the Democrats were probably just fine with them staying. But now you open up an investigation, and we find all these illegals across the U.S. in restaurants and everywhere. KMN fan says, you could see blacks making fun of whites not washing their legs in the shower on old Twitter. Not washing their legs in the shower. Is that something that white people do? I kind of wash my legs. Not that I pay much attention, but I assure that any soap, some degree of soap and water will flow to my leg, naturally. Trump admin officials force out all six of FBI's most senior executives and multiple heads of various FBI field offices across the country. So we are talking about the top of the top of the FBI. Shoop! That is absolutely beautiful. That is great because you need a complete redo of the internal structure of the FBI if you want it to be an efficient police to go after criminals. You need a complete redo. So, absolutely great. The Texas Stock Exchange has just officially filed paperwork in hopes of gaining regulatory approval to start listing companies next year. That is what we need. Because we need to stop being in the war between the Republican and the Democrat states. We need to stop being dependent on institutions of New York and Los Angeles for Middle America to have a say and a place and a role. And in fact, it should have a greater role in the economy than all these places, because these places are socialist. So through cartels and accumulation of power, they may have placed themselves at the heart of the money flow. But we need to redirect that money flow toward the actually economically productive. And we do this by having our own institutions and having a Texas Stock Exchange that will not fall for these DEI, what do they call it, the Environmental Social Governance Core, ESG. We need a Republican response from the productive parts of America. John Drake says they want Texas. It becomes the new Hollywood as well. Yeah, this is Texas ultimately is not good enough, and we will have to withdraw from Texas eventually. But it's good that some diversity is rising in the flows of money that can happen in America. Here we have the states where people are most disappointed when they move to.
Which state do people regret moving to the most in the U.S.? Firstly, the state where people are most happy after moving to is Tennessee. But here are the top five states people regret moving to the most. At number five, it's California. Around 59% of people who move there decide to leave again. At number four.
Wow, people are brought there just because they have some work, just because they have to go there, basically. But it's a hellhole when they arrive there, so they go very quick.
It's Connecticut. About 60% of people who move there leave. It's not very cheap to live in this small state. At number three, it's New York. About 63% of movers decided to leave. The cost of living and busy lifestyle make it hard for many to stay here. At number two, we got Illinois. Around 67% of movers leave after a while here. Many.
Illinois, please just kill me. If Illinois is the last place I can live, just kill me. Former senior advisor to the Federal Reserve, John Rogers, has been arrested for leaking trade secrets to China. So perhaps that is some activity that differs under Trump. Perhaps there is more scrutiny on these government and quasi-government officials in terms of interactions with China. Here, what appears to be a white man, but who was passing on trade secrets. Now, it's very grave. If you're at the Fed and you tell China, hey, we're going to be adopting a hawkish or dovish direction on the quantization of the dollar, that can allow a China government or private sector in China to profit on the future governments of the future decisions of the Fed. Alyssa Mercante went after the priest that did this. So this guy did a little Nazi salute, which was clearly a joke when he said, "My heart goes out to you," because the crowd understood it. So I don't have the context of this salute, but I think he was in an inside joke with the crowd. He seemed to have explained to them, hey, Elon Musk just said, my heart goes out to you. And he repeated it at the end of his speech.
Looking for what you're doing. Please keep doing it. I hope that I can encourage you. And my heart goes out to you. God bless.
See, you can see that the people laughed.
I can encourage you, and my heart goes out to you. God bless.
So clearly there was a preparation of the crowd for him to do that joke. Gaming priest cancelled, removed from priesthood, and booted from the Games for God org that he created. Calvin Robinson is a UKIP spokesman in the UK. Major game outlets go after him, as well as the usual gaming journals. Alyssa posts a zillion times about him, writes on Substack article, and asks for more info to write more. The UK has gone mad and is filled with fearful people who are still subject to the woke virus and deathly afraid of being cancelled if they are caught associating with the wrong people. Man up, UK. Take your country back. So apparently this is a priest who's involved in some gaming promotions. Game for God. So perhaps games that have Christian theme to them. Anyways, the gaming community is a big pile of crap, and the UK is crap, and we need to create our own games, so that's what I'm doing. I would love to find the time in my life to finish my game so that we can have a safe space from moral oppression in the gaming domain. We have more arrest of migrants. Here, a mother with child.
Espera, voy, mi amor, voy, espera, espera, espera. Voy, 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 voy. Aquí espérame, mi amor, espérame, yo te agarro. Mente.
Mira,
espérame ahí, ahí.
Aquí estoy, mi
amor. Espérame, todo está bien, ¿ok? Tranquilo, todo está bien.
Ven, 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 ven.
¿Entiéndeme eso?
Señor.
It looks like Sam Hyde is the ICE enforcement agent. Okay, well, she doesn't have a driver's license, so probably in the country illegally, caught by the Trump administration. The Trump administration has dropped the T from the LGBT as part of its anti-woke government website scrubbing. So I don't know that this is necessarily based, but it reflects a war against whatever woke gender ideology. The T has disappeared from the travel state gov website. LGB travelers can face special challenges abroad. Laws and attitudes in some countries may affect safety and ease of travel. Many countries do not recognize same-sex marriage. There is no more guidance about the T, the trans, and whether they can expect to be accepted abroad. So it's good. I've seen that Nick Fuentes is saying, not so based. I mean, it's still LGBT stuff, but it's been reduced to a minimum. And yes, the T has been used to push some of the worst stuff of the left in this woke movement. So yeah, it's good. Trump administration orders federal employees to remove pronouns from their email signatures by today at 5 p.m., so government workers finishing their signature with he, him. We've seen Pete Buttigieg has reacted to this, and he has actually removed from his Twitter bio, he removed the he, him Is it because Pete Buttigieg is some kind of continuing worker for the U.S. government? Is it because he wants his job at the Ministry of Transport under Trump back? I don't know exactly why he did it, but it seems that even Democrats are moving on and that Trump is creating this kind of move forward. We have to move on from this, from ideological war being done not in elections, but being done basically everywhere else, at work, in public, in the school system. Basically, the left has decided to wage war, to push their stuff, their political ideas, everywhere. And they made life terrible for everyone, including themselves, as a result. Elon Musk has accused Alexander Vindman of being on the payroll of Ukrainian oligarchs and that Vindman has committed treason and may face the death penalty. Wow. If we can see a death penalty on these government agents that came back, they came out back in the days of the Trump demotion, you know, when they were trying to fire indictment, the Trump indictment, and they were bringing some revelations from the inside, but that were made up. And I think Vindman was within this bunch. I don't exactly remember what he was doing. John Drake says he didn't get a pardon from Joey. So, well, isn't that fascinating? If I can see Elon just chopping the head of Vindman as part of, but not indictment, but impeachment, that is the term, yes. If I can see just Vindman's head just chopped by guillotine, just rolling on the floor and some judge signing off on the execution and Elon Musk just being there to trigger the guillotine, then I will say that the government has been made efficient indeed. Piers Morgan interacts with Tucker Carlson. Piers Morgan ridiculed himself so much. At some point, Tucker says, you know, it's evil to be bombing children and non-military civilians and women. It's evil. And seriously, Piers Morgan responds, I don't know. As part of war, really? You think it's evil? What the fuck is Piers Morgan thinking? To take the side of the child, the people who bomb children.
NATO is a defensive organization.
How is it defensive?
Because it has never acted proactively, aggressively.
Really? Where were you when the Yugoslavia war was going on? They were bombing the shit out of Christians in Yugoslavia. Do you remember that?
Yes.
That was pretty offensive.
NATO has always...
Of course, NATO works a lot by intimidation. But when things didn't go their way, NATO has been absolutely involved in war.
It's operated in a defensive capacity.
Really?
Yes.
That's how they created Kosovo? Defensively?
It was defensive.
Oh, it was?
Yes, it was.
In that sense of defensive, you know, Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine was a defensive invasion. Israel's bombing Gaza, carpet bombing Gaza, was defensive. Basically, there's not a single war in the world that was offensive by this definition.
Aggressor there.
Oh, no, my brother-in-law was literally there.
Just a minute. What you're saying is insane.
It's not insane. NATO has never actually acted unilaterally.
Okay, so the Soviet Union collapses.
It's never attacked anybody without being attacked. It's always been defensive.
Here's a move of the goalpost. Oh, well, they have never acted unilaterally aggressively. Oh, so you tag team with Kosovo and suddenly it's not aggressive. Suddenly it's defensive.
Okay, who in Yugoslavia attacked NATO?
Look.
Here's the point where you just admit defeat. Bow your head and be like,
defeating.
You know what? I bow before superior knowledge. I totally got this wrong. I can't believe I had such a silly idea. I'm sorry.
Ha ha ha! Boom! Oh, man. Poor Piers Morgan. Let's not forget, he's hosting a debate show. But he is not a very intelligent man. He's merely a defender of some traditional view of media. But he's not been trained to handle true opposition. And there he was, facing true opposition for the first time. Blanket says, Jeff, did you see the video of him saying he was wrong to want to force people getting the jab? I think I've seen that he was publishing this video, but I didn't even watch it because, to me, people who were wrong should not get attention. You know who should get attention? People who are right millions of years in advance. We need to fix society so that people who are wrong, they don't get to surf on their wrongness for 10 years. So that the old OnlyFans whores who converts to Christianity and says, I regret my old ways, we don't give her more attention. We need to give more attention to the people who are right, who've always been right. They've been right so early that they've been harassed for being right. Biden's pick to lead the FAA was a DEI hire who couldn't answer a single question about aviation. I wanted to show this video yesterday, but I forgot it in my show notes.
So, Mr. Washington, can you quickly tell me what airspace requires an ADS-B transponder?
Not sure I can answer that question right now.
That's okay. We'll just keep going. So that's a pretty important part. So what are the six types of special use airspace that protect this national security that appear on FAA charts?
Sorry, Senator, I cannot answer that question.
Okay, so what are the operational limitations of a pilot flying under basic med?
Senator, I'm not a pilot, so...
But obviously you'd never see the Federal Aviation Administration. So any idea what those restrictions are under basic med, quickly?
Well, some of the restrictions, I think, would be high blood pressure. Some of them would be...
It's more like how many passengers per airplane, how many pounds in different categories, and what altitude you can fly under. So, and then amount of knots. It's under 250 knots. So it's not have anything to do with blood pressure. So can you tell me what causes an aircraft to spin or to stall?
Again, Senator, I'm not a pilot.
Okay, let's keep going. What are the three aircraft certifications the FAA requires as part of the manufacturing process? Quickly, please. Three aircraft certifications.
What I would say to that is that one of my first priorities would be to fully implement that Certification Act and report.
You know the three types, Mr. Washington? The three types? Okay. Yeah, that's type certificate, production certificate, and airworthiness certificate. Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. Let's just keep going and see if we can get lucky here. So can you tell me what the minimum separation distance is for landing and departing airliners?
Papa Emeritus asked, who in the hell is this guy? This guy was the guy in charge of the FAA, the traffic controllers, the security rules for airplanes, the whole industry. He was in charge of the FAA under Biden. This is who ultimately was in charge of the whole let us hire people with no extremities and dwarfism and intellectual handicaps to the FAA.
During the daytime, Mr. Washington.
I don't want to guess on that, Senator.
Are you familiar with the difference between Part 107 and Part 44809 when it comes to unmanned aerial standards? Unmanned, like drones, are you familiar with the difference?
Yes.
Okay. You know the difference between those two, Part 44809 and Part 107? Do you know the difference there?
No, I cannot.
That's okay.
Spell that out.
We have absolutely abolished standards in our society. Donald Trump was today sounding very much like me in my analysis of yesterday. He says the Black Hawk helicopter was flying too high by a lot. It was far above the 200-foot limit. That's not really too complicated to understand, is it? So, wrong height combined with incapacity to somehow follow up on this. Hey, you're going to collide with a plane. Are you seeing it? Yes, I'm seeing it. I'm going to pass behind. And then poof, they don't pass behind, they just entered into the plane. The Department of Agriculture has ordered that all references to climate change be removed from their website by the end of the day today. Trump is gutting all of the Green New scam. I think it's great because no matter whether, I'm not even sure whether the climate is warming or not, but I'm absolutely certain that the left is dishonestly using this climate, these climate warming talking points to kind of in the back and behind the veil try to push for socialist, communistic governance. And so, yes, it is an ideological fight to be continuously training morally the next generations to consider it a dogma that we have to slow down the heating of the planet.
If you're intentionally killing civilians, you probably shouldn't beat your chest and brag about it. You know, maybe you can make the
case. I agree with that.
Maybe you make the case that we had to do it or whatever, but you should.
I agree.
You should weep, and that's evil, and you should just say it's evil. And I know it's really, really threatening to.
Is it evil?
Ben Shapiro to say that or whatever.
But is it evil?
To kill civilians.
So this is what happens when you don't master the art of debate. You have just granted by saying, yes, I agree with this. Yes, I agree with this. You have just granted that. You shouldn't be pumping your chest about it. You shouldn't be proud of it. It's not a good thing. Now, Tucker switches to, it's evil. It's evil. Killing babies is evil. You don't have much of a space to defend here. As a debater, you have to see the multidimensional space of ideas, and you have to acknowledge that between the statement killing babies is not good, and killing babies is evil. There's not a secret, just killer argument right there to be made. And so, yeah, you should concur. If you've agreed that it's not good, agree then that it's evil. But no, this fucking idiot thinks he can make a point that it's not necessarily entirely evil.
It's on purpose? Yeah, it is. I think it is.
Really?
Kids and children? Well, how is it not, actually?
In a war?
Well, you can call it whatever you want. How is it right to kill women and children?
I didn't say, well, because I think there is a moral right behind you if you are literally...
To kill women and children?
If,
really?
if there's a world war that threatens the entire...
There is a moral right behind you, the right to kill children and women intentionally. Wow.
If it threatens the...
Based?
Entire world? Yes.
Like some people killed your kids, like your 8-year-old? Like, well, how your is own that children. Morally justified?
He says, well, what if they want to start a war and kill the entire world? Who is that? Who are we talking about? The 8-year-old in Gaza wanted to burn the entire world? No. No 8-year-old in the world wants to, or can, not a single one of them can burn the entire world. So what are you, and even if they would want to do it as 8 years old, it's most likely that they were taught that they should hate the world. So they were deceived into their desire to burn the world. They don't deserve to get a rocket up their face because they're 8 years old with a bad ID.
Viable.
Well, because actually you have to, well, by your criteria.
It's disgusting.
Okay, it's nothing's, so no war is morally justified.
I mean, I think it's pretty hard to justify. I mean, yeah, I'm
any
sure.
War.
You know, a pure defensive action, sure. But all I'm saying, look, it's all ugly. It's all hard to stomach. I've actually seen some of it up close. It's super ugly.
You can say that. You say you hate it. The fact you quibble with it being morally justified.
To intentionally kill non-combatants, women and children, I think we can say that's wrong. In fact, I thought that was the thing we were fighting against.
Absolutely. Tucker doesn't make a very special argument here. Absolutely basic by the standards of international law. You know, even wars, the wars of the U.S. are often justified by, oh yeah, we're trying to stop children from being killed. Not that the justifications are always right but and true, but it's often the justification. So here, Piers Morgan is totally beside the track of even his own mainstream His own mainstream pro-war side. Candace Owens has been on fire today. She has just released the introduction to her series, Becoming Bridget. Despite all of the censorship and prosecution in France, we are already trending because today is Becoming Bridget Day. The French citizens have been gaslit for years by their media. That ends today. So Candace Owens published Becoming Bridget, an introduction. Already many million views, I believe. There was already 700,000 this afternoon after the stream ended. And Candace is... Candace, for the introduction, she doesn't show any argument about Brigitte Macron being a man. But she makes a whole investigation on the surroundings of Emmanuel Macron and Brigitte Macron, showing that they have constantly put signs in their painting, in photos about them, that they are interested in pedophilic authors. They have interacted with pedophilic artists and artists who use pedophilia or pederasty, as they call it, in their art. So we had a survey of a general view of French society of authors that write books about how they love to fuck children, and how some author wrote a book about going to Algeria to fuck Muslim children when France was dominating Algeria. So yeah, this is an aspect of French society that I knew about. It doesn't exist in Quebec, but being aware of the of TV culture in France, I'm one of the rare Quebecois who, as a youth, I was watching a lot of French TV. And it's shocking. There's this kind of... in France, there's this mediatic culture of being tolerant of pedophilia. And it would shock you as an American. But I've seen it again and again. Intellectuals, philosophers, hosts of TV... make little comments like totally out there, like, oh yeah, I like to fuck children also, like, and yeah, it's subtle, it comes in conversations, and it's oh well, we shouldn't judge people for their sexual preferences, you know. You will hear this in French TV culture because there's an anti-puritanist kind of Greek attitude of, oh yeah, it's fine as part of intellectualism and art to be a fucking children in the ass. It's kind of this romantic view of homosexuality, and oh yeah, it's normal for a 40-year-old to be training a 10-year-old into sex. That is the state of things in France. This doesn't exist at all in Quebecois culture. It's more of an American Puritanist culture on that side. DK Shadow says, it's called minor attracted person, bro. So yeah, I knew about all this, but what Candace Owens is exposing is, oh yeah, this kind of people that say these pro-pedo talking points on French TV, they hang out around Emmanuel Macron, and there is a long history of Emmanuel Macron letting it be heard in his choice of books that he stands by for pictures, his choice of art that he uses to decorate his office, that he is into pederastic pedophilia culture. And it seems that she says that she claimed that there is a Trump link even, because there is some point at which, you know, the documents that Trump, the classified documents that Trump had brought to his Mar-a-Lago, it seems that a lot of the noise that has been going around and a lot of the high desire of the U.S. government to get back those documents came from the fact that Trump was bragging, hey, I have the documents about the sex life of Emmanuel Macron. The classified document, intelligence document about it. So that led to apparently a secret, big country opposition. And countries talking to each other, France talking to the US about it, and them wanting it to be kept secret. So perhaps the prosecution of Trump on these documents may have been related ultimately to an Emmanuel Macron that was alarmed at his at the revealing of his sex life. So that's what we know from Candace Owens' drop today. There will be more in the series, so I guess that she will fall eventually into the why do we think that Brigitte Macron ultimately is someone who was named Jean-Michel Trogneux, I think, and was a French teacher of theater and fell in love with, as a 40 years old or 39 years old, fell in love with a 14-year-old Emmanuel Macron, had gay sex, and then changed his identity into Brigitte Macron to pass as a heterosexual couple. Black Tyson's $10, thank you so much for the support. He says, what are the best French language films and TV shows of all time in your opinion? The best film of all time, not just French language film, but in my view, the best movie of all time, is Pour la suite du monde, For What's to Come, by Pierre Perrault, which is a documentary about whale hunting by a village of the Îlots-Coudres of Quebecois people back in 1962. An uncomfortable viewing, but kind of interesting anthropological French Quebec documentary is La Bête Numineuse, The Numinous Beast, a documentary about moose hunting in Quebec, in which bullying culture among bands of male show itself in its darkest ways as part of a hunting trip for moose. One of the best, most provocative, most disgusting movie of all time is Dog, Man Bites Dog, which is a fucking hilarious and uncomfortable movie to watch. It's a fake docu-fiction. It's a false documentary, a fictitious documentary about a serial killer who is also an intellectual. And it's filmed in black and white, and it's just too hilarious to see this guy philosophize about, oh, you know what was wrong with Japanese architecture? He has this view of Japanese architecture and how that should be been built, and then he's like, he kills people with a knife, and he kills for fun, and he reverses into a serial killer at surprising and unrelated times in the movie. So yes, those are some of the biggest I can think of. Two on the Quebecois side, one on the Swiss side. Well, a Swiss actor, a French production team in Man Bites Dog. What else are some of the best, you said, movies and TV shows of all time? French TV shows, I mean, of course, the discussions of every Sunday of Tout le monde en parle and eventually On n'est pas couché are some of the best moments that remind me of a true TV culture of intellectualism. Le Samouraï is a good film noir, says Ty Rogerson. I don't know about this one. Thomas Howard says, hello JF, good to see you, still hard at work, been tough to catch the streams, best wishes to you, good to see you, good to see you. In terms of Quebecois films, in my view, the series of Denis Arcand from the decline of the American Empire, the barbarian invasions, the fall of the American Empire, this whole series of three movies that Denis Arcand has produced over if you take from the first to the last, maybe over 50 years, it's those are some of the most historically and sociologically insightful movies ever made. And it's ridiculous because the fall of the American Empire appears unrelated to the decline of the American Empire. It's not the same characters. It's a totally new story in a modern Quebec. But you have to understand this whole series as, okay, you're listening to a movie about maybe some bag of money that gets lost and recovered and some UPS driver that finds the bag of money and tries to run away with it. But you have to understand that these are not characters. Those are not humans. Denis Arcand is having concepts of Quebec society played out by each of the characters in the movie. And in terms of a look at Quebec society, Denis Arcand is right onto it. Now, there was also what is it? The one with Marc Labrèche, The Middle Ages, The Dark Ages. The Dark Ages is also part of that series. Here you have four or five different movies. One of them stunningly predicts the COVID hysteria. Go watch The Dark Ages with Marc Labrèche. Holy fuck. You have the whole mass culture coming in this movie out of nowhere. And what was the date of production of The Dark Ages? The Dark Ages with Labrèche. Days of Darkness. That was Days of Darkness is the name of the movie. 2007, 12 years before the COVID hysteria. Denis Arcand is sensitive enough to Quebec culture and the problem of moral puritanism developing into leftism that he sets a scene in a kind of over-authoritarian society in which everyone is forced to wear a mask when they go to beg the government for their cost to be covered by some secretary, and they get lost into these mazes of government requests. And Marc Labrèche plays a very interesting character in a kind of midlife crisis who just wants peace from this Kafkaesque bureaucracy. Really, I would say the series of Denis Arcand is the greatest series in terms of anthropological insight into a whole of society approach. Now, those were, of course, French movies that you were asking for. Ty Rogerson says, I love The Prestige. Absolutely. As an English movie, The Prestige, very good. Very good Christopher Nolan construct here. A construct of narratives. Christopher Nolan showing very subtly embedded, is his own favorite embedded structure to narrative. Because when you have the magician lay out the strategy of magic, the turn, the fall, the surprise, or the prestige, the series of different aspects of a trick, you have Christopher Nolan basically telling the audience at the same time, this is how I tell stories, this is how my movies are built. And you have basically the start of the bilateral thinking of Christopher Nolan, which is Christopher Nolan doesn't like the Matrix embedded universe system, where you have a fake universe embedded into a real one. Christopher Nolan likes bilateral embedded system. And so that's why in The Inception, you have the two sets of mirror that are reproducing an infinity of world, both left and right. That is this fascination of Christopher Nolan started back in at least The Prestige. Because what is The Prestige? It's a magician pulling a magic trick onto another magician. And the movie leads you to believe this is A pulling a trick on B, until you understand that no, this is B pulling a trick on A. Now, that is the essence of the Christopher Nolan philosophy of movie making, bilateral embedded system, ones in which you can't quite see what is the illusion or the truth until you resolve what is the sense of the embeddedness. And in the Inception, there's no sense, although there is one suggested sense, because at the end, the spinning part of Leonardo... Leonardo DiCaprio keeps spinning, and it's not resolved whether he's in reality or not. Thomas Howard sends $25. Thank you so much for supporting the show. This might be the last month where you can send me super chats through credit cards. I hope that some of you will be courageous to convert to the blockchain-based system. I really want to work and want to develop this blockchain-based system. He says, P.S. The Prestige is still the best movie of all time, and Christopher Nolan is still the king. Here's the token for your review so long ago. Yes, I have a full review of The Prestige. Is The Prestige the best movie of all time? As a Quebecois, my heart is more warmed by Pour la Suite du Monde. Because I see there the society that I emerged from, the true Quebecois society that eventually got parasitized by the rats that are currently living there. And it warms my heart more than The Prestige. But The Prestige definitely is a more well-constructed movie, of course. Trump updates the tariff situation. That's a good video where Trump interacts with a journalist and just doubles down on everything. The Simp writes, controversial White House correspondent slammed over inappropriate outfits. The Simp right thinks that we win the culture war by embracing gaudy feminist bimbos that look like they belong on a porn set. So much for traditional family values. Womp womp. I don't know if I agree with Lana Loyalist here. Those are definitely very sexy ways of dressing. But I don't think it's anti-right. I don't think it's anti-right for a woman to be pursuing beauty in the public space. It's not sexual beauty. It's not like, these outfits are showing to the max, but not any more than the max, in my view. And it's good that we are returning to a culture of beauty. Because ultimately, by depriving the public space of the competition of meritocratic pursuit of beauty on the female side, the left has advanced. It has advanced very successfully because the world sorts itself out with beauty. The quality of people, you can, and this is what I realized with my current girlfriend, is that all this time, just picking the most beautiful girl out there gives you the most mentally healthy, the most honorable, the best across all other dimensions. Because ultimately, what is beauty? It is a signal of appropriateness. It is a signal of, I am at the top. Select me. I am better. And it's true. It's true that ugly women have problems in the head. They have more mental disorders. This is something that the Doc Mayu in Quebec kept saying, that we have to watch for the epidemic of obesity because it leads to females that are broken inside. And so, yes, I am all for the outfits of this girl. I think she's doing an awesome job at the Trump White House correspondent. I am absolutely pleased that beauty is being reified by Trump. And if you think about it, Trump is the man who has been hosting all of these female, beauty contests. So it makes sense that he wants to put beauty forward for the world to see so that we are interacting with someone pleasant. Not someone who, through her outside displays, shows us an inside that is broken. Ty Rogerson says, true, but it pisses lots of folks off, but it is the case. Absolutely. Most U.S. federal government websites are going to go dark for a pause at 5 p.m. today. So for the great cleaning. And what else? That is pretty much it for tonight. There's a psyop of people wanting to create a fake story about Candace Owen being trans. And it's like, that's how you can know that you guys are at the service of the system, at the service of the French government or whoever it is that hires you guys. They made a fake AI-edited picture of Candace Owen as the 8-year-old boy. Trendis is the meme that they're trying to push, end of the line, Joel. I don't think that Candace Owen is trans in the gender sense, but I have my interrogations about her Indian-ness. I'm asking, is Candace an African or is she Indian? That is unclear to me still as of today.